sales is war. Yeah, let's try again. Right. Sales is war. That was okay. Let me try it again. Sales is war. Get it? Get it? I hope so, because that's what we're talking about today on the Millionaire Insurance Producer Podcast.
What's up, Permission Nation?
My name is Charles Specht, and I teach insurance agents how to quote less, win more often, and build a $1 million or more book of business through signed broker of record letters.
Whether you're a brand new producer just starting out or you've been grinding it out year after year, you're in the right place to learn how to grow your book.
I teach insurance producers my step-by-step 12X framework that helps you get the incumbent agent fired and you hired.
After all, why waste time quoting when you can win with one signature?
If you're looking for a proven system to help you 12X your book of business, then visit my website at www.12x.club to see how it's done. Otherwise,
kick back,
turn up the volume,
and remember, quoting is for the weak.
This is the Millionaire Insurance Producer Podcast. Hey there, Millionaire Insurance Producer Podcast listeners. It is great to be with you. My name is Charles Specht, and I am your host. Today, we're talking about war. Sales is war. Do you know that? Do you realize it? That somebody out there is trying to figuratively kill you. Somebody out there wants you quieted. Somebody out there wants you dismissed. Somebody out there, many people, want to hand you your hat. They want to send you on your way, pat you on the back, and give you the ribbon for coming in second place. You know what? Last time I checked, none of your insurance carriers pay commission for second place. Only number one gets money. Only number one gets to sit on the throne as incumbent agent. Everybody else is a loser. Sales is war. And it's no different when it comes to insurance sales. Absolutely. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's really just kind of say what it is. You were hired as a producer to produce. Mr., Miss, Mrs. Insurance Producer, that's what you do. Your job description is to produce accounts, win business, not lose. We can hire homeless people to lose. We need to have professionals who can win. Period. It's not a game. It's your career. Your life is on the line. Your children's education is on the line. Nobody's getting what they want for Christmas if you can't produce. After all is said and done, sales is war. I actually don't know how I want to say it. Sales is war. Sales is war. I don't know. However I say it, it still comes back to the same reality that if you try and play patty cake when it comes to being an insurance producer, you're going to get handed a pink slip. That's it. Insurance agency owners can't have people who are producers and don't produce. That is not the job description. A producer has to produce results, which means you got to write new business, which means you have to prospect, which means you have to have a prospect list, which means you have to have a way in which to reach them, a telephone, email, social media. You're going to get out of your office, get in your car, drive to their place of business, and physically walk into their front door. There has to be a way in which to prospect. If you do not have a plan of strategy, a plan of attack, you will lose. I don't know how else to say it. You will lose if you don't have a plan. Every war, out there, which is run by the generals and so forth, they all have a plan, an offensive plan, a defensive plan. They're expecting what to do. They're expecting what their opponent is going to do. It has the same thing when it comes to athletics, basketball, football, baseball, doesn't matter. Everybody has a plan going into it. That is, everybody who's a professional. Why then would you, as a quote-unquote professional insurance agent, not have a plan for prospecting, not actually have a plan on how many calls you were going to make in a week or a month, not having a plan on how many appointments you are expecting to have on a quarterly basis, not have a plan on what you expect your hit ratio to be from quote to bind, not have a plan for how many broker of record letters you're going to get signed over the course of a year, not have a plan for how many new clients you're going to win, based upon what size annual revenue, based upon what type of business you're going to go after? How can we be a professional and not have a plan? I don't know if you realize it, but sales is war. I actually like saying that. That ought to be my new motto. Sales is war. Because everybody's trying to make you lose. I mean, everything's set up against you to lose. The whole strategy of selling insurance and quoting business, the way the industry is set up, you're expected to lose if you are an agent who is just competing based upon how everything has always been done. I mean, the industry statistic, over 90% that the incumbent agent retains their business. As a quoting agent, you are set up for failure. You are set up to lose. As an incumbent agent, I wouldn't care necessarily how many different agents my client wants to meet with so long as they all come in second place. I don't care because every time I come in first and someone else comes in second place, every single year, all I'm doing is solidifying my position in the mind of the insured that Charles is the best insurance agent for me. Every single year, Charles wins, number one. Look, whoever is a competing agent, you can do a great job. You can even provide wonderful advice. Oh, there is that word again, an insurance advisor. Stop talking to yourself that you're an advisor because sales is war. Produce or get out. Produce or starve. But you can provide great advice. Thank you so much. We appreciate your recommendations. Thank you so much for doing a policy audit on our behalf. Thank you so much for putting together this great proposal and doing some work with your carriers. We really appreciate that. But I just want to let you know we decided to stay with Bob, our insurance agent. You did a great job. And you know what? We would love to have you work on it again next year. If anything happens, we're going to give you a call and you'll be the person that we reach out to if in the event we have to make a switch during the year. But well done. We'll be talking to you again next year. You know what? That's what happens to whoever's in second place. That's the conversation that happens with losers. Sales is war. Now, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I hope I didn't scare you. I hope I didn't make you feel small. I really hope I didn't, but at the same time, I hope I'm getting the point across. And look, I know that you realize this. I know that you know this, but do you know this to the point in which you're putting a line in the sand, refusing just to play by these old rules? Are you going to get more professional, organized, strategic so that as you enter 2023, that you're going to have a plan? I mean, if you don't have a plan, a strategy, it's very difficult to achieve any goals that you have. And if you don't have a plan or a strategy, I would suspect you don't have any goals this year. If you don't have a plan or a strategy, I guess you probably have one goal and you're kind of shooting for it. And that goal is to still have a job, you know, with this agency at the end of 2023. Maybe that's your goal. That's your number one goal. I still just want to have a job. That's not what you're called to do. That's not why you got into this business. You got in this business because you like to hunt. You got in this business because you like the smell of blood. You got in this business because you like to hear the word yes. You got in this business because you like to get other people fired and you hired. You got in this business because you like to build relationships. You got in this business because you wanted to make money. And you know that being an insurance producer in this industry, it is a great industry to be in, and you can make not just a six-figure income, but you can make $250,000, $500,000 a year if you really stay focused and do what you know you're supposed to be doing. But it doesn't just happen, because people who come in second place stay poor. I hope I'm talking to you. I hope I'm getting my point across, because we're coming to the end now of 2022, and many of you haven't even come close to hitting the goals that you wanted. You might still be struggling even from COVID. You might still be struggling with trying to just, you know, get your wheels actually spinning the way they're supposed to, and the steering wheel pointing in the direction that you want to go, and it's just not moving. You're just not getting any traction. Look, I get it. You know, COVID has really impacted a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and some people are still struggling with it. However, I also know some people that are absolutely killing it right now, and they are far exceeding their goals. Why? Because they realize that sales is war, and they can't just stay in mediocrity and expect to achieve the results that you want to achieve for yourself. So, look, I don't curse. I don't want to curse, and I ain't going to curse right now. But I am saying these things to you because I want to get my point across to you. I am not going to try and be rude. I don't want to be rude, and I will try to never be rude to anybody. But at the same time, I have to make you understand that you can't succeed if you don't really get organized. You will not achieve better results next year if you can't get organized right now. Right now is the time to start planning for success in 2023. When 2023 happens, you're starting to already be behind the eight ball for success. So we have to get ahead of that benchmark right off the bat. And sometimes the only way in which I can do that without cursing, because I'm not going to curse, and without trying to put you down because I refuse to do that, is simply just to try and say it as clearly, succinctly as I possibly can. And sometimes it might feel like a little bit of a, you know, crack on the knuckles. And at other times it might feel like a little bit of an encouraging pat on the back, depending upon where you're at individually. But you just have to remember that sales is war, and somebody else is trying to take your client. And nobody minds you coming in second place. And the insurance carriers don't pat you on the back for doing a great job on that quote and presenting it, you know, to the prospect, but not winning it. The underwriters want you to win. They need you to win. The sales reps need you to win. The account managers, your team needs you to win. If you don't win, many people on your team won't have a job. So there's a lot of people that are at stake here for us actually winning the business. Sales is war. Period. Are you a local insurance agent struggling to find markets for your clients? Look no further than Nationwide Brokerage Solutions. With over 200 carriers, their comprehensive options give you what you need for your customers' ever-changing needs. With NBS, you can confidently offer a wide range of options to better support your customers and grow your business. So don't settle for less. Do more with NBS. For more information about Nationwide Brokerage Solutions, visit nbsbrokerage.com. That's nbsbrokerage.com. And by the way, tell them Charles sent you. And I think that this is important, because we get down to planning, the strategy, how we're going to attack this particular opponent, that is the incumbent agent. So it's important to plan. It's important to strategize. It's important to do all of these things, because if you want to dominate 2023, you really have to get after it here in 2022. And by getting after it, I mean we start putting together a plan of attack for 2023. This is important because I know that those who have it tend to be successful, and those who don't are not successful. That's why I'm right now, because it's this time of the year, I just end up training a lot of agents and agencies on how to put together their strategy for the next year. This is something that I do all the time. In fact, literally right before I got on here to record this podcast, I was doing a group training call with one of my agency clients out of Canada. Guess what we went over right now? We went over their strategy for 2023. We had employee health benefits agents on, financial services. We had personal, small business, and middle market commercial, all on the same call, just talking about what will our plan be? What are the expectations? What's the strategy? What micro niche? What's going to be our cold call carrier? What's our timeline of services? Are we quoting or are we going for the jugular? Which carriers are we going to access? All of these things, there has to be a plan. So because of that, I want to encourage you that you need to move forward with a plan. If you have one, awesome. I'm really excited for you because if you have a good one, it's exactly what you need in order to achieve the results that you want. But it's also one thing to put together a plan. It's another thing to actually follow it. The hard part about the plan is pivoting when it's necessary. The hard part about a plan is tracking what you're doing and actually if, whether or not you're getting the results that you are planning on a quarterly basis. So you do everything according to the plan for a full quarter. If you're not getting the results that you want, then you pivot, you make some changes for that second quarter so that you're hitting the goals that you want. But there has to be a plan. So with that said, rather than just kind of working with my one-on-one coaching clients and working with just my agency retainer clients, and I do this in my mastermind as well, they have access to all this information in my mastermind. I've decided that I want to do it for a lot of you that I haven't worked with before. So I'm putting on a sort of webinar. It's going to be about an hour and a half long. I'm referring to it as Dominate 2023. It's got kind of a subtitle, 2023 New Business Production Strategy. That's what we're putting together. A plan, a strategy to dominate 2023. And so I'm going to be doing this webinar. I'm going to be training people about how to do it, how to win, how to create a step-by-step process that is actually going to help you achieve, and this is the goal, up to 50% more commission written or earned rather, received in 2023 than you might have otherwise received had you not had this plan. That's the goal, to put together such a plan and to follow it, to track it so that the end result is you earn 50% more commission than you might have otherwise earned if you hadn't had a plan. That's the end result, the end goal of putting together this plan for this Dominate 2023 webinar. I want you to come on it. It's going to be December 16th, so not... it's going to be, I think, frankly, the day after this particular episode comes out. It's on Friday, December 16th. It's going to be at 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be recorded, so if you can't make it, that's okay. But it's also not free. It's cost you $97. You want to know why? Because things that are free, people don't actually follow through on. Period. You got to put your money where your mouth is. And I'm charging you $97 so that I can give you tens of thousands of dollars. I think that's kind of a good deal, actually. I'm going to give you the actual guide, the actual plan, so that we can specifically walk through it. We're going to walk through it as a group, but then you can go through it and walk through it as an individual person, a producer. It can be also for your entire agency. You don't have to buy it for 15 different people. You can buy just one registration for your entire agency, so long as everybody's watching it on that one device, okay? Because I'm doing this through Zoom. I only have limited availability for the spots. And so if one registration, one device. I don't care how many people are sitting there in the room watching it. One registration, one device, $97. You're going to get the full plan on how we work through this. I've really set this up so that it's going to allow you to win a lot of business through broker of record letter, and it's going to position you better for quoting to winning, your actual hit ratio, your quote to bind ratio for when you're going out there. Not only that, not only are we going to go through this, and so you can watch the recording, you can kind of go back and look at things that you need to, and you're going to have the PDF that you can download, that you can fill out, that you can actually personalize yourself, but one of the main things, this is a little bit of an added bonus that I'm going to be giving into this webinar as well, is that many people don't necessarily, and when I say people, producers and agencies, don't necessarily have one main service that they offer to their prospects in exchange for getting the business. In other words, if you don't have a main service that you're providing to your prospects, they don't see any reason why they should choose you. If you don't have anything special to offer to them, the only way they would do business with you is if they like you or you're good looking. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why they would do business with you. That's it, right? They just like you. Maybe they play golf or whatever it is. Maybe you decide you bring donuts. I'm not quite sure. But if you don't have anything special to offer them in regards to some kind of a service, then there is no reason for them to fire Bob, their agent, and hire you. They might as well just stay with Bob, a known entity. They know what to expect going forward. Making that switch to you is really difficult if you don't have anything that differentiates you. So the added bonus that I'm going to be giving inside this webinar is that I'm going to be teaching you how to put together the simplest differentiation service that you can offer to your prospects in exchange for their business, whether it is a signed broker of record letter or whether you're having to go through a quoting process and you need something to kind of like push you over the edge so that you get the business. This differentiation service might be a full-blown workers' compensation claims management services. It might be a safety program. It might be certificate compliance that you are offering certificate management services to all your, you know, the subcontractors for the general contractor client that you've got. I mean, it can be a lot of different things, but I'm just telling you that I know that most agents, producers, and most agencies don't have anything that separates them. I want to alleviate you from that frustration. I want to give you something to help you create a very simple plan to put together a very simple process to be able to show to your micro niche prospect why this particular service makes you the most obvious choice of which agent to do business with and not the incumbent. It's also something that you can start to build and put together even in your submission so that not only is it something that's going to help the agent, or rather help the insured, it's going to be something that you can potentially use in your submission to work with the underwriters to negotiate with them to even give more credit based upon safety, management, whatever it is, potentially based upon the service that we're putting together. So I want you to come to the Dominate 2023 webinar. I want you to come on not only to get the plan on putting together your strategic plan for 2023 to dominate with prospecting and earn up to 50% more commission than you normally would, but I want you to come on so that you can figure out how to put together this very simple, not too much, you know, not too much time, not too much stuff, not too much data, put together this differentiation service so that even when you're talking to your prospects or you put it on your 12-month timeline of services, it becomes the obvious reason why you win. Why is this important? I'm going to tell you why this is important. Ready? Sales is war. Get it? Sales. War. How do you register for this? Well, glad you asked. Go to permissiongroup.com/2023. 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 That's where you can go. You probably already see it, maybe up because I'm putting it on social media. Maybe if you're on my email, if you're getting emails from me, you got an email about it. permissiongroup.com/2023. It costs $97. Might just be the best $97 that you spend all year long. By the way, because you're using it for business, you know, talk to your accountant, but you can probably actually just write it off as a business expense, right? It's a beautiful thing. What a place America is. Gotta love America. permissiongroup.com/2023. We're going to be spending an hour and a half together starting on December 16th. At 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? That's an hour behind Eastern. It's a couple hours ahead of California time. So 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, December 16th, we're going to have this Dominate 2023 webinar. You're going to learn everything you need to know in order to write up to 50% more commission than you might have already or otherwise written had you not had this plan. That's the goal. I can't wait to see you. Now, with that said, one last thing before we sign off. It's actually limited availability. This isn't even like, this isn't any kind of like sales ploy. I'm using Zoom. They've only got so many different spots available on a Zoom. So once that's done, shutting it down. You can't get in after that. So far, I've been talking to people for about a day or so, and I think I've already got something close to about 15% of the spots already taken up. So if you want in, you're going to have to do it pretty quickly because I know that over the next week, a lot of people are going to be signing up for it. I don't want you to miss out. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to do another one. I might just say, you know what? You snooze, you lose. It's tough. We'll figure out something in 2023. I don't know if I'm going to do this again. But for those that do come to this webinar, Dominate 2023, I actually feel that's going to be very, very significant to you and your agency going forward if you decide to register and show up. My name is Charles Specht. I am the president and CEO. Wait a minute. Why would I do that? I need to tell you what the registration link is one more time. Can I do that? permissiongroup.com/2023. permissiongroup.com/2023. My name is Charles Specht. I am the president and CEO of Permission Sales, where I teach and train insurance agents how to build a $1 million or more book of business through signed broker of record letters. This is the Millionaire Insurance Producer Podcast.